grand rising and priming powerful beings. Shout out to you. It's the Holistic Motivator, and today I'm going to be talking about why you need to do an internal spring clean. Why is it important to detox, the benefits of detoxing, and how you can benefit from cleaning your insides so you can clean everything outside. So keep tapping into this episode of Ed Talks Daily as I talk about the importance of doing an internal spring clean, okay? The importance of doing an internal spring clean. So we clean our house, but we don't usually clean our bodies. We don't clean our small and large intestine. We don't clean our colon. A lot of times when we say spring cleaning, we think I'm just getting things tidied up. But you got to make sure that you also tidy up your insides. So keep tapping into this episode of Ed Talks Daily as I talk about cleaning up your insides. Let's go. Internal spring cleaning. What is that all about? Okay. Internal spring cleaning. So, as you all know, the next internal spring cleaning program is starting on April 1st. We're not fooling ourselves. We're actually not even filling ourselves, but we're filling ourselves with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, by juice feasting and fasting and internal cleansing. Okay. So, I totally recommend that every season you do something to detoxify your temple, not just because it's good for your health, but because it's good for your spirit. Every season we get a chance to plant new seeds. Every season we have a chance to actually change the direction of our lives. However, sometimes things are not working the way we want it because our body is not working the way it should be. A lot of times things are not going in the direction that it can be going because internally we have blockages in our body. We have toxicity in our body, okay? So if we want to eradicate toxins, we have to do a period of time where we actually stop eating food, right? It allows the gut to rejuvenate itself. It allows your cells to create better cells, okay? So not only are we getting the physical benefits of fasting, but we're also getting the spiritual benefits of fasting, getting closer to God. Not only are we getting the spiritual benefits of fasting, but we also get the emotional benefits of fasting. The emotional benefits of fasting is a lot of times you stop doing things based on emotion, you do things based on what's better for you. How many times you eat certain foods, not even because you need it, but because something in you feel like it needs it. When we fast, we learn to discipline ourselves enough so that way we can actually eat what's better for us, because then you start to realize your habits. Fasting also helps you change your habits. There are certain habits that you won't be able to shift until you shift one pillar habit. They call that a keystone habit. A keystone habit is a habit that literally causes other habits to shift. So one of the major habits that you can shift that's a keystone habit, it's actually the way that you eat. It's actually the way that you have your relationship with food. That's a keystone habit. Because what it then does is it creates energy, creates clarity. It creates a whole lot of other things that then helps you do everything else. Now, fasting creates a next level of discipline. Everybody and their mama got to go and spend a bunch of money to eat every single day. Think about when you tell yourself, I'm not eating. How big is that, right? Because every single day people need to eat. If you can go 3, 4, 7 days without eating, or the first week when we're doing it, if you could go with not eating the things that you thought you needed, or the things that you don't really want that much, but you like to indulge in, like, that's discipline. So fasting builds the next level of discipline, which then bleeds into everything else. So not only are you going to have more clarity, but you're going to have more clarity to do the things that you ought to do. Not only are you going to have more clarity, but you're going to have more clarity to stay steadfast in doing the things that's best for you. So fasting creates clarity, and that clarity then can even turn to prosperity. So for all my entrepreneurs, fasting actually helps you make more money. When you're fasting, you actually have more clarity, you have more discipline, and you have better ideas that you can implement in your business. So fasting doesn't directly make you make more money, but the result of being clear gives you the clarity to make to focus on your craft. It gives you more creative power. Now that you have more creative power, you can turn that creative power into products. Now you could come with better quotes for your shirts if you sell shirts. You could come up with better mixes for your soaps if you make soaps. No matter what you do, fasting gonna help you do it better. Why? Because fasting makes you better. Once you find something that can help you get better, it's gonna help everything else get better. So as I talk about fasting, I wanna let you guys know that tomorrow is the day that we're gonna start fasting. If you have not joined the spring fast, go to internalspringcleaning.com and make sure you sign up because you don't wanna miss this. Fasting is transformative because it creates a discipline. Okay? So now, what else does fasting do? Fasting reduces inflammation in the body. A lot of people are actually inflamed and they're inflamed. Fasting helps reduce the inflammation in your body, which helps eradicate sickness and mental fog. How many of y'all may be going through sadness, depression, anxiety? Fasting helps you overcome these things because it literally resets the gut membrane. They have discovered that the gut is actually the second brain. That your mental health is not just in your mind, your mental health is in your gut. Somebody comment that below. My mental health is not just in my mind, my mental health is in my gut. What I mean by that, mental wellness has as much to do with your gut as it has to do with your mind. Which means your mind is one thing, it needs to stay healthy, but when your gut is healthy, your mind is healthy. Fasting also helps you with something called your hormonal balance. A lot of people are hormonally imbalanced, which means they're constantly anxious because they have a lot of cortisol in their body. They're constantly sad because there are certain hormones. Oxytocin is not at the level it should be. Now, the pituitary gland, the master gland, secretes most of the major hormones. The adrenal glands secretes other hormones. The adrenals, right above the kidneys, secrete what is called the stress hormone, cortisol. Now, if your kidneys are out of alignment, it might be secreting all types of cortisol, causing you to get more and more anxious, more and more stress. And cortisol has its benefits, but too much of it, as you know, is not effective. Fasting does a reset of your hormones, right? It also helps you stop being looking for a dopamine fix. Fasting helps you discipline yourself so that way you don't constantly try to get dopamine fixed. Okay? Instead of going for your next dopamine fix, you are living in a constant state of bliss. Okay? Fasting helps you eradicate certain habits that causes you to be in dopamine fix. When you fast, you can actually get yourself off of caffeine. So now as you fast, if you drink some teas now, as you learn to get some teas from my shop, as you can see, this is the anxiety tea from my shop. When we stop drinking caffeinated drinks, fasting helps you get rid of caffeine from your system. If you are a caffeine drinker, every day you drink coffee, you go to Starbucks, fasting is gonna help you kick the habit and allow you to adopt teas that's less nervous system stimulating, right? And it doesn't give you that burst of energy and then drops you down. It allows you to give yourself what you need when you need it. So somebody says, how many hours do you fast for? There are various ways of fasting. Some people fast intermittently, and that's great. I fast intermittently every day, which means everybody fasts whether you fast consciously or don't. It's just that some people consciously fast. What I mean by that is when you sleep, you are fasting, which means the period of time you're not eating and you're sleeping, you are fasting. And what's happening is your digestive system is working. You got a lot of your, all the organs that have to do with your digestion is operating itself to get ready to get rid of your bowels when you wake up in the rising. A lot of people don't have bowel movements in the rising because they don't fast intentionally enough. And when they do, when their body is supposed to fast as it should, they eat, so they get constipated and blocked. So in the rising, they actually don't excrete what they should be excreting because they are actually blocking the natural fast that they do. So we can consciously fast, but we all fast. Just don't mess up your fast. Which means when you wake up in the middle of the night and you eat something, you are breaking your fast and it's not breakfast yet. So don't break your fast before breakfast. Now, when we intentionally fast, we don't break our fast with breakfast, but we break our fast closer to lunch. And what I mean by that is, intentionally fasting says, I don't have to fast for a whole day, but I can fast for at least 12 to 16 hours. That's intermittent fasting. So, review, we all fast, just unconsciously. When you sleep, you fast. But you can actually choose to fast consciously, intermittently, which means you cut off the time you eat the day before. That could be 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 8 p.m. And then you don't eat up until 12 or 16 hours past that. So let's say you stop eating at 8. The optimal time is between 16 hours. So 8 to 8 is 12 hours. 4 hours from 8 is 12 o'clock. So you would eat your first meat at 12. Not everybody can do that. Some people have low blood sugar levels. So guess what? Fasting does not mean that you can't eat fruits. Let's go back. You can intermittent fast, but you're fasting from certain foods. So what do I mean by that? You can break your fast with fruits. So somebody says, well, I broke my fast. Well, kind of like you did. But because you ate fruits, it's almost as if you're still fasting. I'm not saying that your body's in a fasted state anymore, because the sugar from the food kind of breaks up your fast. It gets your body out of autophagy. So technically you're not fasting, but you're fasting from cooked foods. You're fasting from anything that could toxify your temple. You're actually giving yourself nature's water in the form of fruit. So breaking your fast with fruit is good. Now, why would I want to break my fast with fruit if I need to keep my blood sugar level at a certain point? You need to learn how to do that. Now, it's not sugary, super sweet fruits. I'm talking about the melons. I'm talking about the berries. I'm talking about things of that nature, right? Why? Because it gets you water intake, right? So fasting is important. Breaking the fast is even more important. It's important to break the fast with fruits, with liquids, with vegetable juices. Now, it's good that we fast unintentionally without messing up our fast. It's good that we fast intentionally, periodically, which is intermittent fasting. But it's even better that we fast for a period of time for rejuvenation of our bowels, internal and insides. We have the small, the large intestine, and we got the colon. Most people have backed up colon and feces that's been stuck in there for months. Right, so they're actually literally full of sugar, honey, iced tea. Literally, the sugar, the honey, the iced tea is literally clogging it up. What all I mean is that all the sugar is causing a blockage, a accumulation, which has led to a stagnation of feces backed up in your colon. Now, fasting elongates the size of the small and large intestine. You start to shrink up when you don't clean up. Fasting clears the colon. Fasting gets rid of parasites, which are parasitically eating all the foods you're eating. You think you're craving the food you're craving, but your parasites are craving it. Fasting helps you change the habits you had and the foods you are tied to, because the parasites that are tied to the fasting gets rid of the. So that's why within the juice feast, the internal spring cleaning detox, I have a parasite cleanse in there, right? Right now, we're actually utilizing neem for the parasite cleanse. However, one of my favorite cleanses, which will be introduced in the summer, is cerise, belly ache bush, and Mexican tea. That parasite cleanse is beautiful. So somebody says, do you do a parasite cleanse, or is fasting itself a parasite cleanse? That is a great question. Fasting will help clear the parasites, but you still need to put the herbs to do the cleaning. If you take water to clean out a very dirty hall, the water will do a good job, but you're gonna need some degreaser because it's really dirty and soiled up. So though fasting can help you get rid of parasites, the herb is gonna help break and kill the parasites, because excreting too much parasites without the right herbs can be very, what I would say, not pleasing to your body. It may feel very, it may make you feel sick. So when your body tries to expel all these toxins, and after you're doing a nice cleanup, you're just using the water, it can be, it's not as effective as using the neem or using cerise to clean the parasite. Why? Because all of that has to travel through your system, and while it's getting out, it may make you feel sick. But sometimes to get better, you have to feel sick. Let me say that again. Sometimes to get better, you gotta feel sick. And what I mean by that is, when you're fasting, the parasites exiting your body make you feel a certain way, like you're purging. That purging make you feel as if you are actually feeling worse instead of getting better. But there's always a storm before the blessing. So when we take herbs, we help alleviate the amount of suffering we have as we purge, because the herbs does the purging for us. Now, when we take herbs like dandelion and burdock root, we are purging toxins from our blood in the liver. It's helping the purging system. When we're taking cayenne pepper, we are sending out little soldiers in the blood to clean out the bloodstreams. We're purging out toxins from the bloodstreams. So what we do is, the herbs are used as little soldiers, as little cleaners to help clean the purging. Now, that's why we don't just water fast, we juice feast. A lot of people would water fast, and that's good, but it's better to juice feast, because now you are not depleted of what you need while you're not eating. What juice feast is so relative and important, it's so important because it also gives you the sugar you need while you're not eating. And you still get the benefits of fasting, so it's a double whammy. Plus, you get the nutrients from the juice feast, plus you get all the benefits of the juice. For instance, our special juice cleanse have something called betaine. Betaine is also a blood cleanser. The betaine come from the beet, and the beet is a cleanser for the blood. Now, celery has been a master cleanser of diluting and clearing out sludge from the blood vessels. Right, all of these have been very effective. I've heard a lot of good things about papaya seeds, but I also heard if you're pregnant, wouldn't recommend it. There's different things you have to be aware of when it comes to consuming papaya seeds, and you can't consume too much of them, right? So I've heard that they're actually really good. I've never used it in my detox, but definitely search that. And of course, you got to know if it's gonna work for you. But for me, I'm a tea kind of guy, so I always recommend tea. For me, like cerise, bellyache bush, and neem. Like, I recommend teas because I'm just a tea guy, okay? So now, fasting is so relevant because it allows you to clear. But herbal, why would we take herbs? Why do you need the detox kit? You can fast without the detox kit, but it's gonna be harder. Why? Because now your body has to do the work all by itself, which it can do. But you want to help it, especially if you're new to this. Now, what if you're a person who gets hungry easily? And you get hungry easily, okay? You have to include stuff that would help you with your hunger. So somebody says, how about honey and tea? Now, during the first week of letting go, you can have honey in your tea. A little bit of honey. Honey and hot water helps you lose weight, actually. Honey in tea is good for you. You put honey in cold, that's a way to gain a little bit of weight, right? That's a secret of the Indian masters. Honey with heat helps you lose weight. Honey with cold helps you gain weight. Honey is a remedy. However, honey will take you off your fast when you're fasting. So when we're fasting, we don't drink honey. Why? Because it's too sugar, too much. It's too sweet. Okay. But prior to your fast, when we're letting go, have all the honey you want. Put your honey in your tea. Okay. Honey is good, but it's not purposeful when we're fasting. Okay. So the glucose coming from the vegetables is different from the glucose coming from fruits or coming from the honey. Now, should I eat fruits while I'm fasting? Okay, if you're having a fruit detox, that's a fruit detox. But if you want your body to get to autophagy, raising your blood sugar levels with fruits is not gonna allow you to get to that state, which means though you will be eating better and you will get benefits, you won't reach the true fast when we're doing that. Okay, so it's not wise to be drinking smoothies in the middle of your fast. Prior to your fast, letting go on the way towards the fast, we're doing smoothies, we're doing cacao powder, we're putting mushroom in there, we're doing goji berries in there, getting the nutrients. That's great. But during your fast, we're not doing smoothie unless you're doing a smoothie detox. If you're not ready to fast, you can detox. There's a difference between a detox and a fast. A fast means your body is getting to a point where the blood sugar level has become at a certain point that they call autophagy. Okay? Now, when we raise our blood sugar level, we don't get to that point. So we can detox and not fast and get a benefit, but we won't get the true benefit of a fast. Fasting, there's a cellular restoration. Detoxing clears out toxins. We can detox from chicken today if you eat chicken. You could detox from alcohol if you eat alcohol. We could detox from almost anything. But some people call it a fast from it, but it's actually, let's say, a detox, which is a process of letting go stuff that don't serve you. So we call this the internal spring cleaning detox, because the entire version of it is a detox, but we have a section of it that's a fast. Why people fail while they're fasting? Because they don't prepare to fast. They don't prepare mentally, they don't prepare physically, they don't prepare emotionally, and structurally, they don't put the structure around them to fast. So somebody says how many hours to fast, I already went over that. So go to my YouTube channel, rewatch the video, I went over that. So now we have to go about fasting the right way. Now, we can fast for 3 days, we can fast for 4 days, we can fast for 7 days, and you can fast for 24 hours. During our internal spring cleaning juice feast, we're gonna be learning, we're gonna have 12-hour fast, 24-hour fast, and you'll still be eating, which means you can eat and still fast for 12 hours. You can eat and still fast for 24 hours. You can eat and still fast, but that's what the details of the juice feast program is gonna teach you how to do. Right? By replacing certain meals and cutting off certain meals and juicing for certain meals, you can actually fast while eating. Isn't that pretty cool? Like, you can literally fast while you're eating. Like, I was fasting the last 4 days, but I ate soup. Why? Because I ate soup during lunch and I didn't eat lunch till the next day, and I ate soup again. So technically, between my first soup and my next soup, that's a fast. So fasting does not always look like not eating for a period of time. It can just mean not aligning your last meal with the same next meal. That's what we're gonna implement in the internal spring cleaning juice feast, okay? Shout out, thank you, lady, for the word, for, thank you. Somebody says, beautiful eyes, I didn't hear a word you said. My issue are height and weight management. Your issue is not height. You are as tall as you were created to be, because inside of you stand 20 feet tall. Weight management can be an opportunity, right? So you can manage the weight you want. I would recommend that you join this Juice Feast internal spring cleaning. So here's what I'm going to let y'all know. I can give you all the information. I can tell you all the reasons why you need to fast, but I'm gonna keep it straight up right now. Unless you get yourself to do it, you're not going to get the benefit. Somebody comment an amen to that one. I can tell you everything about fasting. We could contextualize this to the next level. Until you can create the something inside of you that says, I'm going to try this one time. I probably never did it before. I probably don't even have faith in myself, but I'm going to give it a go. Unless you give it a go, nothing's going to get going. Like, we can conceptualize this idea all we want, but I need y'all to take action here. Now, here's the thing. You can go ahead and try to fast by yourself. It will be effective. And in fact, you can actually succeed. I'm rooting for you to succeed. Some of you have already fasted before, and this is just a reminder, and you know you can do it, and you can go ahead. But here's what I'm going to let you know. For those of you who have not fasted, or who have tried to fast but didn't do it in the right way, or needs a little guidance, needs a little support, needs a little motivation, if you find this motivational, think about how motivational it would be if you got a coach right in your pocket. Here's what I'm letting y'all know. Today's the last day for the Juice Feast to sign up. It's the last day to sign up. Last day to sign up. And I'm only looking for the people who are serious. If you're not serious, this is not for you. For the next 15 minutes, go to the website and buy a detox kit. Once you buy the detox kit, I'm going to automatically gift you the detox program. Only for the next 15 minutes. Otherwise, you got to get both the detox program and the detox kit. Now, for the tribe, you get way more everything that's tapped in. But we're talking about the people who are looking to detox and want to detox. All you got to do is go buy the detox kit. Once you get the detox kit, you're going to get the detox program. The detox program is actually more important than the detox kit. The detox kit is important. But why? You could have the kit, but if you don't do it right, if you don't do it, you're not going to get there. Okay? So here's what we're doing. We're doing 7 days of letting go. 7 days of letting go, and slowly, and we're juicing while we're letting go. And then the next 7 days, you could choose to do a 4-day fast or a 7-day fast. And then on day 14, when we go to the third week, then we'll start breaking our fast with raw foods and soups. Okay, so it's going to be a progressive detox. Now, the first week is letting go, second week is fasting, third week is breaking the fast. This is very effective because you're not going to just jump right into it. Most people just jump right into stuff and they wonder why they don't succeed. If at first you don't succeed, progressively try again. If at first you don't succeed, progressively try again. Don't simply try all the way. Somebody says go all in. No, just dip your toes in a little bit. Somebody says go all in it. Just stop eating what you've been eating and just fast. No, just dip your toes in a little bit. Stop eating one meal and then another and then another. Replace one meal and then another, okay? So how do you get the offer I just told you about? If you want to Juice Feast with us and the tribe, you want to get a community to help support you, go to internal sprinkling, go to theholisticmotivator.com/shop and sign up for the detox, get the detox kit. In the next 15 minutes, everybody who get the detox kit, I'm going to give you the detox program. If you can't do it right now, I want to remind you that all next week, you can still jump in with us. Which means within next week, you can still jump in, but you're going to jump in late, okay? So you're still going to get the benefits of letting go over those. How soon we start the fast? Like I said, you will be learning how to intermittent fast in the first week, and then you'll end up fasting for 24 hours in the first week, but you're not going to fast all the way up until the second week. Okay, so throughout this whole process, you're going to be fasting, but it just won't even feel like fasting because you're going to be eating, right? So it's going to be one of those surreal things where you're realizing, like, you could actually live life in a fasted state. That's the beauty of it, because not you will be fasting, but you won't be officially fasting. Somebody understand what I mean? Because when we say no more dinner and you don't eat until lunch, that's a fasting period. So that's the beauty of it. Somebody says, are there certain juices? Yes, the juice recipe, Joanna, is actually going to be an app. I'm not going to tell you what the juice recipe is here because y'all got to sign up for the detox, okay? So I'm going to give all the recipes in the detox kit. So once again, that's pretty much what I had to share with y'all today. I can only show you the door, but you have to walk into it. I can only talk to you about the importance of fasting, but you got to take action. You got to invest in yourself sometimes. A lot of times we spend money on all types of things, but we don't spend money on our health. We're actually going to spend hundreds of dollars to go to the doctor, but you won't spend $50 to go to the healer, so you don't go to the doctor. In Chinese medicine, what the doctors do is they help you not get sick. In American medicine, they maintain your sickness to make more money. You come to me for one detox, I help you with it. You probably can beat so much illness without even having to go to the doctor, but you would go to the doctor and they'll just prescribe you a drug that you think you're not paying for because it's not coming right out of your pocket, but you're paying for it. But you're not going to invest $54.99 on your health. So once again, go to the holisticmotivator.com/shop and get the detox kit. And like I said, for everybody who gets the detox kit before 11:30, I am going to bless you with the detox program. After then, you have to go to internalspringclean.com and get the detox program and get the detox kit. So this is going to cost you a whole lot more. So shout out to everybody who want to detox. If you want to detox, I see Judith, Awaken, want to detox. Just take action on it. And then, of course, I'm going to add you to text messaging. You're going to get text messages every day. You're going to get a video. You're going to get journal prompts. We're going to have Zoom meetings to support one another. We had a powerful one today. And it's just going to be one of the those experiences that you actually don't want to miss on. All right, so for all the people who are looking to detox, make sure you go to my website, click the link in my bio. Right after this, okay, like I said, I'll be looking to see who signs up because I'm only going to leave it open for 15 minutes. That's how I'm going to bless you with the gift program, okay? So that's pretty much my message, and I'm sticking to it. For all of you who enjoyed this episode of Ed Talks Daily, make sure you leave a little comment. Drop something in the chat. And also, this is a podcast. That means you can actually listen to it on your own time. And by that, I mean, if you go to edtalksdaily.com, that's the word edtalksdaily.com, like tedtalksdaily.com, you're gonna get a whole series of episodes. In fact, I have a bunch of episodes on detoxing. I have episodes. It's ridiculously a lot of value, right? It's like ridiculously a lot of value. And those of you who are a little bit skeptical, my work will show you that I am serious about what I do. My body of work in itself will show you that I didn't just start doing this and I'm throwing it at you. No, I've been actually consistent in doing this for a long period of time. So go to edtalksdaily.com, subscribe to the podcast. And if you love it, make sure you leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. That's how you let us know that, yo, I got your back, Ed. I want you to grow. All right. So go to edtalksdaily.com and subscribe to the podcast. And I want to give a shout out to everybody who's detoxing with us. Shout out to Joanne. Shout out to Joette. Shout out to Alicia. Shout out to everybody in here right now who's actually going to detox with us. And remain in your unlimited power. Remember that on the other side of making a decision to clean your temple is clarity. And on the other side of clarity is abundance and manifestation. God got something to do through you. But he can't do it if your conduit is blocked up, clogged up, and you need to clear your conduit so the Holy Spirit can use you. That's my message, and I'm sticking to it. It's the Holistic Motivator. And I want to remind y'all that you have the unlimited power in you to achieve the ultimate, the best life you possibly can. But we got to get rid of the accumulation that leads to the stagnation, that leads to the inflammation that causes disease. And the best way to get rid of accumulation is to detox. That's gonna get rid of the stagnation, fasting, and that's gonna get rid of the inflammation. Internal spring cleaning is a way to get rid of the accumulation, stagnation, and inflammation. That's my message, and I'm sticking to it. Peace.